coming up on Thunder Pop.
This is a Thunder Pop Extra.
Thunder Pop. It's time for Thunder Pop.
And I'm joined across the room from me by the one and only...
G'day, cunts.
Feed the Reed Charles. And myself, Stephen Presley, in the Thunder Pop Dome. And we're bringing a special Thunder Pop Extra as the Rise of Skywalker.
Special X, Special K?
Special.
Like Special Olympics?
Yeah, like the Special Olympics. Mm-hmm. What's the Special K? Where does that come from?
That's something sexual, I think. I'm not really sure.
Oh.
Special K.
I thought it was a cereal.
It's like a BJ.
How does K equal to BJ?
HJ.
Oh, I think he's going somewhere with
ZJ.
This. It's a little, oh, okay.
You got to ask. You don't want to know.
If you don't ask, if you have to ask, then you really don't need to know, right?
Special K.
As they say. We're dropping today a little Thunder Pop Extra because the Rise of Skywalker, Star Wars The Rise of Skywalker, excuse me, their TV spot, a new TV spot with a lot of new footage.
Ooh.
Just dropped, and we were kind of surprised. I wasn't expecting this. I mean, I knew there were going to be some TV spots between now and the release of the movie, but with a little bit of something new. But I haven't watched this. I've only read about it online.
This is the trailer showing the six different endings. That's what this is.
So yeah, we were talking about that before the show, and that's been one of the
rumors
on the rumor mill online is that they filmed six different endings.
Damn.
And that's that's a lot. That's a lot. Now that, but in Hollywood,
there's no way to confirm this. The only way to
it's
Doomcock.
Not.
Doomcock is the only one that I can think of that has the most accurate information.
Yeah.
And that's what his sources are telling him, right?
Mm-hmm.
That there's been a number of screenings and they're fucking bad.
Is he normally pretty is he reliable or do we not know his reliability?
Doomcock is basically, he plays a character on YouTube. He just does his character. And I guess people like what he does because he does not hold back when it comes to certain stuff.
Like the guy with the Boba Fett helmet.
I don't know who that is.
The guy on YouTube that wears the helmet. Always has
a Stormtrooper helmet?
Or the Stormtrooper helmet.
That's Hello Greedo?
Hello Greedo always keeps his face.
Nah, good. He's a shill and he's kind of a puss. You know?
Is he washed up? Is he done? He's a has been.
No, he's fine what he does, but I just don't enjoy his content.
He's more of a commenter.
He's commentary, but he's a loyalist to whatever Cray Cray KK approves of or Disney approves of. He'll bow down to that.
So he doesn't criticize it much.
No, he doesn't. No.
He's just sort of comments on it, but doesn't.
I wouldn't call him a shill, but he's really close.
No, I find his videos entertaining.
Yeah, they are.
I mean, a lot of
his first ones, the first ones he did in the past, like the first one, those were fucking good
in the early days.
But then he realized, I can't do that.
Is he getting money now that he's? You think he's getting
some? Of course,
he's getting some money.
He has to clean his act up because he can't really say what he wants to say.
Well, it's like like Kevin Smith. I mean, I like to watch Kevin Smith videos, but
you want to cry too, yeah.
But Kevin Smith. But Kevin Smith is friends and buddies with these people like J.J. Abrams. He's not going to say anything too bad about what they do.
No, of course. We all know deep down inside, the ability to make a movie is pretty badass.
Yeah.
And it's incredibly hard to do.
Incredibly hard to do.
So I'm never going to ignore that.
No.
Right?
We'll acknowledge that for sure.
Definitely acknowledge that making a film is always going to be...
it's a lot of fucking work. It's everything.
Controlled chaos.
You give up. You give up having a light work-life balance and having some sort of personal life. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not great for...
See, the movies that I was on, I enjoyed every single film I was on. I wish I could be more involved in it, like these other people that are PAs or whatever.
Yeah.
Even the actors, too.
Cinematographers.
I wish I could be... That's a cool job.
Yeah.
But, you know, don't get me wrong. I understand it's hard to make a film, but we can fucking poke shit at it. We can poke at it all we want because, you know...
Best Grip Boy.
What's that? I don't know.
You never heard the title of the Best Grip Boy?
No.
Look at the credits after the film. There's a Best Grip Boy.
What?
Yeah.
That's an actual title?
I believe so, if I'm not mistaken. There's a Best Grip Boy, which it makes kind of a... I think there's an inside joke there.
Like a fluffer? Like that?
Like someone that's like, come in the trailer. Let's see what you got.
Oh.
But they don't... They call it... They say they do something else, but they're kind of forward about giving them that name. Hollywood's kind of sneaky that way.
That's kind of weird.
They do stuff in front of your face, like, look what we're doing, bitches.
Like, look, we're pedophiles, but you can't do anything about it. Like that? Is that what you're talking about?
I wasn't going to go that far, but you can take it there if you want.
Yeah, definitely going there, yeah.
So, yeah. So anyway, yeah, we pay respect to the hard work that goes into it. Yeah,
true.
Yeah. We don't always agree with the direction in the stories and the decisions that are made. In that, but anyway, this is the first time that we've seen this. They're calling it the Rise of Skywalker.
30 seconds only.
Wow. End. TV spot. So this has apparently got a lot of new stuff in it. So it's only 30 seconds. So let's go ahead and take a look.
What we've done all this time.
What are you doing there, 3PO?
Taking one last look, sir, at my friends.
Is he toast, 3PO?
I hope so.
Yeah, you're actually.
I don't care.
You want to see him? Well, I think they're gonna wipe him clean. His.
We have no idea what he's doing.
Well, here's the theory. I think they're shorthanded on Arsenal.
They're gonna download him to the Matrix or what? What are you doing?
I think
they're gonna download you into the trash can compactor.
They're gonna do a crossover with the Matrix, which is gonna lead us into the Matrix 4.
They realize, oh, this was bullshit.
That's how they're going to wipe out everything that happened in the Last Jedi. Is by
you wake up, it's like a horrible dream. Oh, what the fuck?
A Matrix scenario.
What?
No, I think they need more artillery to take on the First Order? The First Order. Why I couldn't say First Order. So they're needing more artillery to take on the First Order. They're kind of shorthanded.
You're trying to say Trump administration, right? So you're thinking Trump administration. The Trump administration, the First Order.
There you go.
The Democrats of resistance.
We got to impeach Palpatine.
We got to impeach the Palpatine.
And then he's just, you know what he's going to do? He's going to be like, rise again. Do your Palpatine again. Do your Palpatine.
Rise. God, Emperor, President Trump.
So there's
second term.
There's a theory they're gonna take 3PO and they're gonna like turn him into a fighting droid.
Like the comic book Dr. Aphra. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. But he's gonna be. Then so you see that scene where his eyes are red, and there's the picture.
Kill mode.
There's a picture, a poster that was made over the summer that came out that had 3PO with Chewbacca's.
Yeah,
Chewbacca's.
That's a toy.
Yeah.
It's like, whoops.
So that was leaked. I don't think that was supposed to get out. Mm-mm. So that to me is why. That's why a lot of people have the theory that 3PO is going to be he's going to be kind of wiped or something
like an IG model
and reset to be a fighting droid.
Well, like IG-88, IG-11,
exactly.
Okay. Yeah,
which would be kind of intriguing, wouldn't it, to see him be a badass?
Well, there is a comic episode from Legends where the front cover is a 3PO looking droid with weapons. There is. I actually have that one.
Yeah. So. Anyway, I'm still mad at that fucker for making him take the red arm away.
Yeah, of course. I was pissed about that, too.
Yeah.
Confronting fear.
So that's Darth Vader's smashed helmet. Mm-hmm. Rey walking up to it. What do you think?
She's probably going to touch it. She wanted to touch it.
She wants to touch it.
I want to touch it.
She wants to feel it. Feel the ashes of that helmet. Mm-hmm. Do you buy it? So you know the whole premise is... Of the Death Star.
Are we ever going to get through this damn trailer? No, go ahead.
You know the Death Star? They're in the rubble of the Death Star in these trailers.
That's what it looks like, right?
Yeah. But do you find
that... That's not Andor? What? I don't get... What?
Do you find that premise... are you on the side of the people that find that premise kind of hard to... It's not palatable?
You're talking about when the last Death Star blew up?
Because it blows up in smithereens.
Then that means that half the side of... Andor was wiped out. You know what I mean? Like it blew up.
Which would also mean that it was a demolition. It was a demolition and not a plane hitting it.
Oh,
I'm going
how dare
there.
You? How dare
well,
you?
Well, no. That how dare was you? That a was that a demolition? Because there's theory.
Oh, you're talking about the tower number 7?
Yeah.
Ah, we don't want to get to that, man.
We don't. That's a whole other episode of this podcast.
That's a whole other fucking.
Okay. Yeah. Anyway, just to get, and I'm going way
out. Rabbit hole to go into that.
Yeah, it's a whole rabbit hole to go in. So, no, but. Didn't it blow to smithereens? Wouldn't it have been dust, the Death Star?
No, it's if it blew up, it exploded it exploded, dude.
Yeah, this is the Return of the Jedi Death Star.
Right, so then there's going to be like big, big, giant chunks of it. They're like, wait, when it's vaporized, is different.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure the core of it got vaporized when it blew up, whatever. Right. But there's still going to be the shards that are coming out. So that's, some of that stuff is going to land on the planet Andor.
Yeah.
Or if there's another planet nearby.
There had to be another planet nearby.
But yeah, I don't think Andor had an ocean that I know of.
Well, yeah, because they were on Andor celebrating at the end of the film.
There's lots of like giant lakes and forest and everything. That's what Andor is. But as far as like oceans like that, I have no idea where that's at.
That must be a different place, a different planet, or a different moon.
It could be from the first one, but it looks like it's from Jedi. It's not from New Hope.
Yeah, let's see what else is going on here.
Destiny of a Jedi. Your destiny. We're all in this. Till the end.
Star Wars, The Rise of Skywalker. Tickets available now.
So that's pretty quick.
I'll pass on buying those tickets.
You know, I got an extra seat for the night.
I don't want to go.
You're not going to mess with it?
Fuck no.
You're not going to go?
Don't care.
I got an extra seat.
Oh, man. It's tempting.
Galaxy Theater this time.
Galaxy?
So closer. That's the Highland Galaxy over by the Highland ACC.
You want to get stabbed? I don't want to go there.
Huh?
You want to get stabbed? Go there.
Actually, they remodeled that theater. It's got reclining seats now.
Do they have a riffraff detector?
Yeah, I don't know.
To keep the riffraff?
Probably not. I might need to bring a...
It's like walking into the cantina.
We might need to bring...
We don't serve those kind here.
We might need to bring some protection, just in case. No, we went to that. That's where we saw that movie with the shit, the boats.
The ship of the boats?
The shipwreck movie.
Titanic?
No, before Titanic. The one with the guy from Star Trek. The young Kirk. Where he plays a military...
Oh, yeah, a sailor. That was a tanker. Yeah, an oil tanker that went off the coast of... Was it off the coast, on the East Coast somewhere? Yeah.
That's where we went and saw that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We were trying to go see something else, but we couldn't get in, so we went to that instead.
Yeah, went that instead, yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know. This movie, there's the rumor of the six different endings.
See, the only people I listen to when it comes to this kind of crap is Robot Head. Mm-hmm. He has a lot of criticisms. And I also listen to Doomcock, or I listen to some of the guys talking about the Phantom... The Phantom Menace?
Yeah.
The Fandom Menace, right?
Phantom Menace guy.
So those other guys are kind of the same group, right?
Yeah.
But it's kind of, it's like boring, boring. Who cares? I got more important things to worry about than stupid Star Wars. But the one thing that caught my attention, you know, like I see it and I, man, pass. I'd rather watch something about history. But the one that did catch my attention was the six different endings. I go, what? Like, oh, man.
Yeah.
Well, see, look what happened to those two guys from Game of Thrones.
Yeah,
they just shit the bed at the eighth season, season eight, right?
Well, you know what? You know what's
just a dumb ship, and then now they're not working for Star Wars.
Yeah, because that was the thing.
It's like, nah, we don't need you guys. They quit their job. They quit their job.
Basically,
they got the job, dumbass. You know that you screwed up.
They phoned in the last season of Game of Thrones, didn't they? You know how rushed the last season of Game of Thrones was?
Horrible.
You know how rushed it was?
It was, yeah.
They had
third episode was good, and after that, it just went to pure shit.
Well, there was the episode.
What fucking happened?
There was the episode where the Starbucks cup was on the
Yes! No, I thought that was just a photo bullshit that it was during break.
Oh,
but
no.
According during the record.
Yeah.
What the hell? No, I did notice a continuity in episode one from Mandalorian, too.
Yeah.
Continuity, the chips on the table?
Yeah.
You saw that too?
Yeah.
I saw that too. I was like, I'll ignore that.
Yeah. It happens sometimes.
Yeah.
It's a small
continuity problem, but Starbucks cup? No, man. Come on. You did just screwed up royally.
It's almost like they just let some like interns take over and finish the show.
They wanted to jump on Star Wars, and they didn't get that job.
And then they didn't get that job.
And they just shit the bed before they left.
Like, they shit the bed, and they didn't finish their job. They didn't finish the job they were doing, did they? And they ended up shitting the bed. And they were like, sorry, see ya. It's like, you know what that's like? It's like breaking up with, because you have a chance, you think you have a chance to go out with a hotter chick. So you want to dump the girl you're with. So you dump her before you have you really have your foot in the door with the other girl. Like the girl
her to dinner.
The girl flirts with you.
Take her to dinner.
She goes out on a date with you. She flirts with you and she says, "If you break up with your girlfriend, I'll give you some, but I'm not going to break up. I'm not going to give you any until
yoink, yoink." And she doesn't.
So they're like, "Oh, I'll go break up with her right now. Sorry, I'm leaving you. Bye." And then he dumps the girl.
Dumbass.
Leaves her high and dry. And then he goes
and why?
And then he goes to the other girl and she's like, "Nah.
You don't have enough money.
It changed my mind.
My monkey branch somewhere else."
I found this other dude. His name is Kevin Feige. And he's got more money than you. So I'm going to go with him.
Stupid bitches.
So yeah. So that's what happened.
No internal validation. That's what happens.
But six Andy. So, you know, I was reading something the other day. So Kelsey Grammer, this is kind of a, there's a comparison here. Kelsey Grammer, who was TV's Frasier.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Okay. No. And also from Cheers.
Beast.
He's coming back to do a Frasier sequel series, revitalized new version of Frasier. Like he's going to be a continuation.
Psychiatrist.
Yeah, continuation of Frasier. And he was stopped one day, and he's talking about it. And he said, "Yeah, in this folder right now, I have five different treatments for how we would reboot it for Frasier. We haven't picked the one yet. They're all five good options. We're still deciding between the five." But one of them, and he said, on all five options, the one thing they all have in common is that I will be in a different city. I won't be in the original setting as the original show, because when the show ended, I was moving from Seattle. I was moving away. So we want to pick up on that, where me living in a different city. So there you go. You got an example of, like, when they do these movies, they probably start off with multiple.
That's the whole thing, is like, who wrote this?
Well, especially with these movies, because they didn't have three movies written together to begin with.
That was the whole idea of comparing it to Marvel.
Yeah.
That Feige basically had a plan for all the episodes, all their single movie. They all linked together. In here in Star Wars, they didn't do that.
Yeah.
I talked about that before.
Yeah. And, you know, even some of these shows like the Cobra Kai, which is getting really, really, people really like it. And I love it. It's on YouTube. Those guys said, "We planned out the four seasons."
There you go. That's the way you're supposed to do it.
Yeah. This show is intended to be a four-year run, and we planned to 4 years out. So we know exactly where things are going to happen, and for the most part.
Yeah, that's the way you do it.
Yeah, and we may change a few small things, but nothing major. Same thing with Mr. Robot. That show was planned out in advance. Yeah,
you would have done it. Wow.
Yeah, so they said, we knew exactly where this character was going to go from the beginning. So, So yeah, that's a good way to do it.
That's the way you're supposed to do it. Yeah.
Do you think that's how they're doing Mandalorian?
I fucking hope so.
Yeah, I don't know. It's hard to say, but yeah. So I don't know. Is there anything? So six different endings. That's what the rumor is.
That's what the rumor is, and that's based on what Doomcock is saying, and we'll see what happens. We'll see.
Yeah. Well, you know, and they bring in people, focus groups for these things.
Those are the screenings he's been talking about. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I heard that getting in one of those is as easy
as... Can you imagine being one of those? That'd be so cool.
Well, I would do it. And I would do it too. We've talked about it here before.
And I'd keep my mouth shut too.
Yeah, most people, I would do it. Mm-hmm. I would do it. If I sign they could sue you if you don't.
Yeah, non-disclosure.
Yeah, non-disclosure. If I sign, and I've had to sign non-disclosures before.
Yeah, me too.
Because I've been in focus groups before. Not for something this cool, but for other stuff that I've had to go in and give my...
Like products or boobies?
Not movies, for TV stuff, TV shows.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and I'll just say it was mostly for sports and cable, like stuff on cable, commercials. Wow. My opinion on that. So I'm already breaking the non-disclosure.
Well, you're not going into detail.
I'm not going into detail what the products were or where I went to go do it. Yeah.
The coolest one is me with Fear the Walking Dead when I had to sign that.
Yeah. And just to reset that, your roommate, your friend, was auditioning to be
and we waited. We waited till maybe I think when the season was done, pretty much when I started talking about it.
So for him to be able to let you read lines with him,
yeah, to help him do the lines right.
You had to sign that.
Yep,
he had to get you to sign that because it was the top. So you kept your mouth shut.
But the thing is, too, after it was over, like 6 months over, then you could talk about it. It was like a certain period of time.
When the time cleared,
an episode, it said, when I went back and saw some of the episodes, that dialogue was never in any of those movies.
It already changed that much.
It was never in any of those shows.
Do you think it was?
It could have been cut. That's true.
Yeah, it could have been cut.
But what I was reading was a flashback of John, the one with the two guns.
Yeah.
You know, with the cowboy hat. Mm-hmm. it was him in the flashback.
Yeah.
Way back.
They changed it,
right. Mm-hmm. So that was kind of cool. I was like, wait, this is a flashback, I think, of some kind.
And that probably was changed mm-hmm. along the way. When you read those lines with our friend.
Mm-hmm. When I saw the name John, I was like, oh, I know who this is. Dude, this is John from the Walking Fear of the Walking Dead. It's him. It's his lines. Like, wow.
So it was kind of cool to go back and then finally see it mm-hmm. and see how it had changed.
Right.
Because you were expecting, like, okay, like, this is where...
When's it going to come out? Never showed up.
Yeah. Now, you being a fan of the show,
yeah.
It was pretty cool for you to read, have that, have that script.
Since I was stalking them, too, you know, taking pictures and doing the whole, my car in the same scene as the other, their trucks and stuff like that.
Are they still filming here? Are they done?
I believe they are, yeah.
They're still filming here?
But I just stopped following it. I just
interest. You had your fix on it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Reed was stalking the Fear of the Walking Dead for a while.
Pretty much, yeah.
While they were filming here in Austin. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But once they killed off the mother, that was like, I'm done.
You were at it with that. Yeah.
I was done with it.
So anything jump out at you with this trailer? This TV spot?
No.
Anything new?
Just a different color of poop. That's all it showed me.
Are you done with these Star Wars Skywalker movies altogether?
Yeah, this one, yeah. But the Mandalorian actually gave me some hope. Like, oh, there you go. That's about fucking time.
Yeah, it kind of breathed some fresh air into your mm-hmm. hope.
That was nice. It was actually really, really enjoyable, man. I really liked it. And I wasn't expecting a whole lot because of what we've been given, you know, shit after shit after shit. I just saw Rogue One the other night, mm-hmm. and
you rewatched it.
Yeah, I just for the hell of it.
Yeah,
it's a good movie, man. I really like Rogue One.
Yeah,
like
Rogue One's fine
compared to the other two shit movies. And Solo. Oh man,
I like Solo too.
Three turds in a row.
I like Solo.
Yeah, I wasn't really.
You were like meh with Solo. You were like meh with Solo. Well, not terrible though.
Not terrible, but not worth watching again.
But not Mandalorian good.
Not Mandalorian good, no. Not Rogue One good, yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, but is there any, do you have, you know, because I've always argued that you can make and I didn't care for Last Jedi that much either. Mm-hmm. I thought Force Awakens was pretty good.
It's a remake of New Hope.
It was a remake of New Hope, which is probably why I liked it, because I like New Hope.
And that's JJ being safe. And I've said this before.
Yeah.
I've said this before. How come we're not hearing in JJ We Trust? How come I'm not hearing that anymore?
People are kind of
because nobody trusts him. That's one.
People are kind of waiting to see. Let's wait and see what you got. Let's wait and see what you can do.
JJ, we trust.
One of the things that JJ gets accused of is that he's really good at cherry picking the best parts of something and then reduplicating it.
Wow, that's called being not original.
So you know, in the case of the Star Wars or the Star Trek, he redid Star Trek. Yep. He took some of the ideas,
That was different. But he had to do another parallel universe. He had to because of Paramount's restriction on Star Trek.
Yeah, there's
different story
because of this Paramount
Midnight's Edge. There you go.
Yeah.
Midnight's Edge is another guy's. Those guys know what they're talking about.
Yeah,
Midnight's Edge. Those guys are good.
Yeah. Well, Paramount. And CBS has the rights
right.
to...
They should have never done that.
And Paramount has different rights
to... That's because it's split up at Viacom, that's why.
The cinematic rights are with Paramount. The TV rights are with CBS.
Fucking Tom, that was stupid. So just keep it with Paramount. Keep both with Paramount.
They're not connected.
That's the problem.
They're not, and they've been hush-hush about that, but...
That's the reason why they won't... Yeah, because they don't want to talk about that, and they don't want to talk about how Star Trek, CBS is a different parallel universe... than Paramount,
yeah,
is because they're different universes. They'll never admit that, but that's what it is, and it's because of copyright restrictions. That's why. Because
the whole thing. And it's kind of like, it's kind of what almost could have happened with Spider-Man. If Spider-Man had gone back, if Marvel had,
I know that would have been, that
had broke,
sucked. Yeah,
away from Sony on that,
yep,
they would have had to change, been a new universe,
yep,
which would have been a clusterfuck. Anyway, I hope the movie's coming out. In about a month.
Wow.
I hope they've landed on which ending they want to use.
Man, there's no telling what's happening.
This is very, very bad.
But, okay, so the focus groups,
mm-hmm.
I heard in Hollywood when it comes to the movies, you would think it's like some big deal where you get like some top secret invitation in the mail, like you've been chosen. But no, it's not like that. You could just be at the right place at the right time, walking on Hollywood, down on by the Man's Chinese Theater.
You serious?
A tourist. Yeah. You could be just walking and somebody could come up to you with a clipboard and said, sir, would you be interested in being part of a focus group for a Hollywood movie to in answering some questions about the film? And it could be, and they won't tell you what it is.
Wow.
And they'll have a clipboard and they'll make you sign the waiver there.
Disclosure.
Before you know what it is.
Yeah.
And then they'll say, they'll take you away off to some place like a block away or something, and they'll give you a Coke and some pretzels, and then they'll say, okay, then somebody will come in and say, you've been selected to watch the latest Star Wars film.
Like, oh my God.
Star Wars.
So it's really, you could just be in the right place at the right time. You just have to be a Joe Schmo walking in a mall.
It's got
to
be in California. It can't be here. There's no way it's out here somewhere. It's got to be in California.
No, I think it's usually probably somewhere in Hollywood or someplace down in Man's Chinese Theater. Or
see, those are the things that I find interesting. Like, man, how does that work? How do you figure that out? That's really neat.
And they probably have and people in mind that they want to, they look for someone a certain age. Mm-hmm. Like, we need to get so many guys. We need to get so many girls. We need to get so many baby boomers. We need to get so many Gen Xers. Mm-hmm. So they kind of a mix. When I've done focus groups, they're usually trying to get so many like Hispanic people. It's based on a population and demographics for what they're trying to market towards. Mm. So if it's like a Ben Gay for like sore muscles, they're probably looking for people that are middle aged. They're probably looking for like older dudes, older people to come in and say, hey, how's this feel on your back? Does this make your back feel good? How about this? And the next thing you know, some guy's giving you a...
Just rub it right here in my thigh.
Is rubbing
my inner thigh right there.
It's like, what's that on my leg? That doesn't feel right. That wasn't just part. Yeah, that wasn't part of this agreement.
Yeah, keep rubbing.
I didn't sign on for that. I don't know if I like that part of the Ben Gay.
Rub and tug. Didn't hurt nobody.
I said it was Ben Gay. Okay.
Rub and tug.
Oh boy. So, Rise of Skywalker. Is it going to be a bust or a success?
What was that?
Well, so
did that come from the trailer?
Before the show, we were talking about how Kathleen Kennedy, not
Cray Cray KK.
Cray Cray KK, as you call her, not in charge of Star Wars anymore.
Yay!
Now, that's not publicly official, announced.
It's called Justice. That's what that's called.
But Johnny Lightfoot came here and sat down.
Where's he getting that from?
Across from me. And he said, Kevin Feige's running Star Wars right now.
That's the rumor, yeah.
That's the rumor. And a lot of people really feel pretty strong about that theory.
Well, during this whole talk about these six different episodes, Feige's name is never mentioned. He's never mentioned in any of the... Remember the first episode? So-called ending was J.J. And Cray Cray, right? Second one is Iger, from the president of DC of Disney, right?
Yeah.
And then the third one is George Lucas.
Yes, that's what I read. Right? I saw the video on that.
That's what Dukak is saying, too, yeah.
Yeah, that there's one that was a George Lucas ending...
Which actually had a better ending.
And that got the best response from the focus groups.
That means that they filmed. That's amazing. To me, that's like one thing. Look, how do they do that, right? That means they refilmed stuff, right?
Yeah.
And if that's true, they filmed every single one of those endings. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's incredible.
They're available.
The ability of the editor to pull that off is one.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
And use those.
Yeah, and the problem is also reshooting. They're saying, the rumor is like, if they're having that many endings, that means it had to be reshot 80% of the time. I was like, what?
Mm-hmm.
That's where they're getting the numbers from. I was like, where are you getting these numbers? Like, where is that coming from, right?
Yeah.
That's crazy, dude.
Well, and it was just about a month ago that they said the trucks and the equipment was still over at Bad Robot
really?
Studios, and the roads were still blocked off, and they were still shooting about 4 or 5 weeks ago.
Pickup shots.
So, and they were bringing in props and equipment.
Have you heard the Joe Rogan with that makeup artist?
No.
You know what I'm talking about?
I haven't seen that. No.
There's one. It's about a week ago. JJ. Joe Rogan interviewed a guy who did the alien effects for the Cantina show. The Cantina and
New Hope. I need to watch that.
Yeah, it's really good. And the clip he talks about it.
Yeah.
And the part where the band's playing.
Yeah.
The music. That was totally shot separate from that where they shot that at. That was not shot in the same location at the same time.
Wow.
He inserted that into that.
He decided to add it in, and they couldn't, instead of going and setting up everything all over again.
He just shot that. close up of that, and they inserted in.
And you would never know.
Never
it.
Known that.
Now that you watch it, probably with knowing that, you're looking for it.
You're looking for it, right? But he told Joe Rogan pretty much how it all went down. Mm-hmm. And that was pretty interesting. He's like, "Wow, you see, that's the magic right there.
That's the behind the scenes stuff.
In the all the masks, all these the Wolfman,
yeah,
and all the different like alien masks that were in that cantina,
yeah,
those are all props he had originally already. He already had all those things.
Oh, right? Wow!
So he just basically he had to come up with like 20 different alien faces, and that's what he did.
You talking about Lucas or the actual makeup guy?
The guy who Joe Rogan interviewed.
That's like John Patrick Funk.
Yeah, I know.
It's our friend John P. Yeah. Funk. Remember when P. Funk? Of course, P. Funk's a guy we know. He did props and mm-hmm. displays for when they brought out the prequels.
The Galaxy Theater.
When Revenge of the Sith came out,
he would do the intro. Yeah,
he'd build the stuff in the lobby for the
lobby entrance to the theater itself. Yeah,
he did the decor. He did.
And
some
they paid him for that
set design. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they paid him for that. I wonder if they still do that.
I don't know
at those theaters.
Probably not. No.
But they used to pay. They used to pay mm-hmm. someone like P. Funk to come in and build a little a prop set.
I still have those.
You have some of that stuff? Mm-hmm. Yeah, you kept it.
Yeah, I was going to use it for my film, but it never happened.
Yeah,
so. But
you still have them. Yeah, that's cool. George Lucas ending, an Eisner ending, mm-hmm. and a J.J. ending. Mm-hmm. Wow.
What's going on?
Well, so here's the thing. This is why I got some faith in Rise of Skywalker, and maybe I'm naive for having it.
You're naive, yeah.
Two reasons. When you tell me that Feige's in charge of Star Wars now,
but his name's not being mentioned in any of this.
He's not being mentioned in anything.
Look, if Feige was in charge, this wouldn't have happened. If Johnny Lightfoot's saying that Feige's in charge,
right,
we wouldn't be hearing any of this shit.
Okay.
Now, but, when did Feige come in as in charge, and when did all this shit happen? Then that makes sense, right?
Mm-hmm.
We don't know that. We don't understand the timeline. When Dimcock talks about these six different endings, we have no idea how much time has passed from the first to the sixth.
Mm-hmm.
We have no idea. We have no measurement of any kind when it happened or when it happened, because in order to get the first Cray Cray JJ ending,
that's a mashup,
right? And then you get Lucas's ending.
Uh-huh.
How much time has passed? How much are they reshooting? We have no way to confirm any of this.
No,
you know what I'm saying?
No, yeah.
So there's no way that, why isn't Feige, if Feige is in charge, he definitely was not fucking in charge when this was happening.
Yeah.
So I'm not really buying that until I see more, I guess rumor about it until then. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And so it's interesting. We can, if there's theories, mm-mm. there's people that can crunch the numbers and try to come up with their idea, their guesstimation, but they don't know for sure. But here's the thing. This is two reasons why I have a little bit of faith. And we can close with this. One is that if Feige's in charge, the only thing I've seen come out since that happened was Mandalorian. And so far, so good. If that was done under his watch.
Where's his name on the credits?
So far, so good. I'll give you one more thing.
No, but his name's not anywhere in the credits anywhere.
One thing that this movie, Rise of Skywalker, has in common with The Mandalorian is George Lucas.
Mm-hmm.
George Lucas has been on set with The Mandalorian as a consultant, working with Dave Filoni and Jon Favreau,
mm-hmm.
and he had a lot of input into the Mandalorian, and we see that in there. Mm-hmm. He was also at JJ's. JJ had him at his disposal, and he was on set.
Feige? Or no,
George Lucas.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
So George Lucas has been on set for Rise of Skywalker, mm-hmm. and we were talking about George Lucas' possible ending for this film.
Right.
So that to me has got some. That could be a good sign.
This is just another scenario of Solo where Howard comes in at the end. Like, what the fuck?
I don't know. I mean, and George Lucas was apparently helping Ron Howard a little bit on Solo, too.
See, you can't give... Okay, yeah, George Lucas is the creator of all this, and he's a good storyteller, but he's not a good director, right?
No, don't let him direct.
I wouldn't let him direct. Don't let him direct.
JJ is a better director than George Lucas.
Yeah, I don't know about that either. But the thing is, too, when Dark Horse had the rights for the comics, right? A lot of the ideas that Lucas would use, he would dip into that library and pull stuff out. Because you got to think of it, George Lucas is just like the final say,
mm-hmm.
right? So when...
Yeah, he was the CEO.
Right. He gave final say on what happened.
Yeah.
He didn't have to invent or come up with anything. He just gave the final approval of everything that was there. So you had all these artists and all these creators that were... pitching ideas, and then he would accept them or not accept them. So that created the database of this huge, you know, universe of Star Wars stuff, right? That's mm-hmm. what Legends is. That's the reason why Legends has so many comics, so many different titles in yeah. that, because those guys were doing that. And he would dip. He would go in there and pick yeah. something out and put it into the movies. And yeah. That's a fact.
Mm-hmm.
So the idea of bringing him, I have no doubt that it's not just him. He has to have some sort of crew around him.
Yeah,
with library books.
He can't do it all by himself.
Yeah, it's too much him is the final say, but
yeah.
they're going to him for advice. Like, what do you think we should do with this? Well, yeah. you know, the story's supposed to go this way, you know.
Yeah.
And he goes to his crew probably in his own time and figures out, and they come back, he's just probably do this. And so he goes back and tells them. So, you know, I think it's funny how he sold it to them, but they're going back to him for advice. Like, hey, man, we know you made this, but can you help us out here?
They're coming back crawling back to him.
Yeah.
Please, we're sorry we didn't listen to you in the beginning.
And the fucked up thing is, too, he picked Cray Cray KK. And
I've heard that, yeah.
I'm like, what? What were you thinking? Putting a woman in charge.
Was that...
the fuck is wrong with you?
No, it wasn't that it was a woman. It was
it's because he put a fucking woman in charge. This thing fucked up like that.
Well,
man.
I'm not gonna agree.
You're not gonna whatever.
I'm not gonna agree with that. But I won't agree with that.
I agree with that.
But I will agree with the actual specific person that they picked. Maybe that was George Lucas trying.
Wrong.
Maybe that was like his last fuck y'all. To the fan base that
I don't know why the hell he picked
that gave
her,
him
man.
Such hell for the last years that he was in charge, you know, charge of things.
Oh, God, kill me.
That's fucking stupid.
He said, I know how I'll fuck with these motherfuckers.
I'm going to put a stupid broad in charge and fuck everything up.
So that'll show them for that documentary, The People Against George Lucas. That'll teach them. Those fuckers. And I saw that SNL Saturday Night Live video they did about me too, the Star Wars that I used to know. I'll fuck with those motherfuckers. I'm
going
to put Kathleen and Kennedy in charge.
You know, I tried to show it to JJ and he, you know, was accommodating, but basically patted me on the head, gave me a cookie and made me go away.
I'm just going to break in here and make sure that everybody out there realizes he is so significantly important to this next film. You have no idea. He is so significantly important to the next.
All right. This has been a Thunder Pop Extra with Reed Charles and myself, Stephen Presley.
Now insert the sound of a toilet being flushed.